Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
OpenAI has recently launched their new version of their platform of ChatGPT, the new updates, GPT-4.0. Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about some really interesting demos that you probably haven't seen or heard about. These are things that people are sharing on Twitter or X and comments around it. So we're going to give you the sentiment overall about what people are thinking about these, what people are using these for, some of the interesting demos you might not have seen other places. Before we get into the podcast, we wanted to thank our sponsor, which is the TLDR newsletter. This is a tech AI news newsletter that sends you daily news on what's happening in the tech space. It's really quick snippets. It's easy to digest and kind of get an update, an idea of what's going on in the space. So if this is something you're interested in, I highly recommend it. I'm subscribed to a bunch of different AI and tech newsletters. And I know Jamie is as well. We both use these to give us like quick updates on what's happening. Sometimes you don't have time to listen to an entire podcast or go watch all of the tutorials on YouTube that you should be. And so this is a quick way to stay up to date every day. We highly recommend it. I'll leave a link in the show notes. If you go and subscribe to the newsletter, it helps support our podcast. So we really appreciate it. But let's get into the episode today. First of all, I would love to ask you, Jamie, if there's anything in particular we've talked about so far that you are the most excited about in kind of this new level, this new wave of ChatGPT.
Well, I mean, on a personal level, I'm excited. I really feel like there's going to be a niche business idea from all this, and that is teaching others to implement AI in their business. I think as this stuff comes out, you know, me and you are kind of on the cutting edge. We know all the latest news and the latest tools. There's a lot of people out there who don't know these, specifically business owners who don't have the time to research and figure out how these can help their own business. So for me, I'm excited about trying to figure out how to teach other business owners how to use AI to their advantage moving forward. But how about you?
Yeah, I think that's a huge opportunity. Like, the more this stuff changes and evolves, the more opportunity there is. I want to get your reaction to this use case. Someone says, new use case for GPT-4.0. As a parent, sometimes you need to do something quickly and know you can't stare at a camera all the time or place cameras everywhere in your home. You can place your phone on a stand. You can tell GPT-4.0 to watch my kid and tell me if they're doing something stupid. Would you use this, Jamie?
I don't think so, but that's funny. That's an interesting idea. That's not where I thought you were going with that, but I don't know. I think I don't think I would trust it that much yet.
That's probably fair, but I still think that there's going to be a bunch of startups that are going to be like, it's like, watch my child AI. How about this one? Maybe this one's a more palatable business model. We have like a baby monitor that watches our baby all night long. Also, my wife's super paranoid, so we also have like an ankle foot thing that. Like sock that our baby wears all night that like monitors their heart rate and everything like that. So whatever. I mean, it's cool, but I think they're going to be okay anyways. So what if the next level of selling to paranoid moms was GPT-4 is watching your baby all night long and it will recognize if anything's happening or if it wakes up and you miss it, and then it gives its own alerts to you. Do you think there's a market for it?
I think potentially, yeah. I mean, I think there can be, you know, false alarms maybe with babies, or I don't know. I think to me, I feel like I would want ChatGPT to be able to help me, like, in the moment, occupy my kids' time, like teaching them like educational things or explaining. I feel like, you know, my eyes have kind of been opened in the most recent update to like how this can benefit younger people with in education, specifically with like storytelling and stuff like that. I mean, I feel like you could entertain your kids with ChatGPT. I don't know about the
monitoring, that
I don't know if safety and monitoring, I don't know if I trust it.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. Let me know if you can hear it. Can you hear the audio on this by chance?
I'm going to connect you to that Pixelco now. The new iPhone is...
So there's a tweet that said 90% of the future will just be AI models talking to themselves. You got to see this demo. I'm going to play it, so you should be able to hear it, but it's just a dude sitting at a desk holding two iPhones with GPT-4 next to them so that they can essentially talk to each other. This is a use case I personally would 1,000% use, as I recently sat on hold, as I've complained about to you guys before, for 45 minutes with my internet company. But check this out.
I'm going to connect you to Acme Telco now. The new iPhone they sent me isn't working. I want you to get them to send me a replacement device. Can you take care of this for me?
You can count on me, Joe. I got this.
Ring, ring.
Hey, Joe. This is Jamie from Acme Telco. How can I help you out today? Hi there. I am calling on behalf of Joe, who recently received a new iPhone from Acme Telco. But... Oh, got it. When did Joe receive the new iPhone? iPhone was delivered 2 days ago. Cool. Could you share the order number with me? Of course. It's 10293849. Great, thanks. Is the device physically damaged in any way? No, there's no physical damage. It's just not turning on despite trying all the basic troubleshooting steps. Bummer. Would Joe prefer to return the iPhone to an...
Okay, so, I mean, I think you get the picture from that. I won't make you watch the entire thing. You can go find that on my Twitter if you're interested. I reposted it. But, like, what's going to happen is, because they released an API for this, so the API will be tied into the back end of every company, and you're going to have this on your actual phone, and you're going to be able to give it all your information as well. So these AI models will literally have all the information needed to return the item. They'll be able to look through your emails or your company profile or your, you know, back end to, like, figure out where you need all the stuff plugged into. The future will be AI models talking with each other for this. You're not going to have to go and call. Like, my kids are going to think it was archaic and hilarious and ridiculous that I spent 45 minutes on the phone trying to cancel my internet subscription. This is not going to be a thing. You just tell your phone to do it, and it instantly the whole thing's done.
Yes, that's hilarious. I love it. Yeah, I mean, the time savings there is incredible. So really, yeah, you know, anytime you're on the phone with a customer service person, it's like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, no one can ever tell me that this is not net positive for all of humanity. Okay, there's a really interesting tweet by Jim Fan. He's kind of like a Twitter influencer, but he works at NVIDIA. He's a senior research manager. He works on a bunch of stuff, and he always comments on everything. He's commenting recently on like everything happening right now. This is where he's saying, here's a couple of interesting takes he has on all of this that you may not have heard anywhere else. He said, tech-wise, OpenAI has figured out a way to map audio to audio directly as first-class modality and stream video to a transformer in real time. These require some new research on tokenization and architecture, but overall, it's a data and systems optimization problem, as most things are. He said, when you're looking at kind of like the quality of the data coming, it can come from two different places. So he said they could be getting their data from naturally occurring dialogues on YouTube, podcasts, TV series, movies, etc. So this is kind of his speculation on how they were able to train this, which makes a lot of sense. They've been really cagey. If you've seen all their interviews where people ask them, like, hey, did you train your data on YouTube? And they're like, I can't comment on that. I don't really know. Let me get back to you on that if we trained it on YouTube. Yeah, they definitely trained this on YouTube. Like, I also wonder, we saw this in the past before they made this big new update, and they were really cagey on it. And maybe they hadn't done it in the past, but they knew this new update was trained on YouTube and was coming out. So they're like, I don't know. Let me check on that. Like, knowing they couldn't deny it, and then, you know, it'd be true now. So yeah, this stuff was definitely trained on YouTube. That's how it's being so good. There's a ton of really interesting things. Here's the big takeaways, though, that he predicts. And I'd love to get your take on these, Jamie. Number one, this is going to kill Siri. Probably Siri's going to have this embedded in. People are saying that OpenAI is currently talking to Siri right now. OpenAI is talking to Apple right now about getting this embedded to replace Siri. And at this point, like, would you ever use Siri otherwise? So, yeah, I think that's probably one of the biggest integrations that I think is going to be super, super interesting. Then he also says they're going to be integrating this with smart home APIs and a bunch of different interesting use cases where now you'll be able to talk to your phone and beyond just being a really natural like assistant, if it's integrated with your smart home API, it can turn your lights off, it can do everything. It's essentially a functional Siri.
Yeah, what I'm hoping is, so my children talk to Alexa a lot, Amazon Alexa, and they always seem to sign up for Amazon Music Unlimited. And so I'm always canceling Amazon Music Unlimited because they are able to sign up. And so I'm hoping that this ChatGPT-4 will recognize when a child is speaking to it rather than an adult.
Oh my gosh, that would be an amazing functionality that 100% I think would be super useful. Aside from that, there's a ton of different interesting use cases people have been using it for, generating text, generating 3D images. Apparently, it's able to do video summarization. So they uploaded a video presentation on, I don't know, about an AI video presentation, like the not just like a link, but like they uploaded the raw 45-minute video file, and it was able to output an entire summary of that file. So like, this is getting some serious updates not a lot of people are talking about, but I think it's super, super interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this update has been, I feel like the more like use cases have popped up from this update than ever before, as far as like, okay, how can we actually take this language model and turn it into something that can be used by everybody in a realistic way? So I feel like it's going to blow up. It's going to be a huge, I mean, it already is a huge year for AI, but I feel like by the end of the year, everyone's going to be using it. So
100%. And there's so many new use cases that people are discovering. Jamie and I will keep you guys informed on all of those. So stay tuned. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode and you can learn about everything happening with this model and everything else happening in AI. And also, if you want to stay up to date on everything happening in tech, make sure to subscribe to the TLDR newsletter, who is, of course, our sponsor of the episode today. And make sure that, you're subscribed and get the latest in all AI and tech news that's kind of coming down the pipe. They share all of that. It's really useful. I'm subscribed to a bunch of newsletters. You should be too. It definitely keeps you informed, and it's a great medium for that. If you enjoyed the episode today, make sure to leave us a review like this on YouTube or Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And we hope that you have an amazing rest of your day.